Paul, can you give us an update on Brian Little? Obviously, he's not there today.
Yeah, we had to have him looked at this morning, run some tests, and so he's going to, as the plan is right now, unless something changes, he's going to take a warm-up, and if he feels good, he's going to play.
Okay. Considering the injuries, especially at forward, that you've gone through in recent weeks, at times you feel like you're almost snake-bit because of almost cursed?
Well, no. It's a challenge at center more than anything else. Losing center iceman becomes a challenge. There's some positives in it, in that, you know, I think Matty Perreault going at center ice, it's going to be something that you look a little bit harder at. One or two guys go down, it changes what everybody else on the wings gets to do and who they play with. If Brian's out, we'll have Blake playing center ice. We liked him at center, so there's another option. I'm not saying that that's a long-term option that we're going to. But if Blake was to go in the middle, catch fire, we'd leave him there for as long as he was on fire and see how long that developed. But it'll change what maybe you think about different players, different wingers going forward. So there's an opportunity. It's difficult at the center ice position to lose the numbers, two and three and four guys who had played center for at a different time, and then look the way that you'd like to look offensively. They just have a huge impact, center icemen, on how the puck gets moved from your end, what gets created in the offensive zone. And in Little and Shifley, in Perreault's case, they're offensive players as well. Just the skill level of them, regardless of position, it's hard to it's hard to find answers for those guys when they're out of your lineup, which I think over a block of games, that story gets told. It's hard. But on any given night, you put 20. You got 20 guys. You got enough to win a game, right? So that's your mindset going in every single night.
What'd you learn about the Coyotes in the two prior meetings, Paul?
They're scrappy games. You know, there's a lot going on in the games with us. There's quite a bit of banging, and tempers get rolling pretty early. They've got a real good power play. It had cooled off for a while, but it's back on. One of the best in the league, Ekman Larson, and finding that you know, that 2-inch gap to get the puck through to get it to the net. And kind of like us, they've had a goaltender come in through injury and just be really, really good for them. So some good speed, some good quickness, play a defensive, hard defensive game. So it'll be a tight one. It'll be a grinder.
A lot of the talk has been on the lack of offense. How do you think your club has been doing on the defensive side of the template lately?
Really good in stretches, so we've had long stretches in games that we look very, very strong in. Where we're giving up our shots from has been good. It's in the top 10 in the last seven games, so that's a positive. So the defensive parts of our game have been slightly better, or considerably better than the offensive part of our game.
Have you seen improvements, even incremental improvements, in your special teams in the last brief period?
Statistically, probably no on our PK, but yes, in terms of shots that get to the net on us, in numbers of shots. The power play had a two or three games where we didn't put one in, but prior to that, we were on the power play for 10 seconds last game, so it's hard to get a good feel on where it's right now. I like the directions that we're moving in. We're just trying to find people in different roles and just keep defining for those players, especially if they haven't done it before, what their expectations are.